Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Happy weekend. So excited you guys are here with me for another Best Bits. Now, this is just the bits. Be sure you check out part one and the newly added part three. So part one this weekend is with Raymundo talking all things. We had some time marches on, what our future selves would be like, something controversial we've done lately, just a lot of fun conversations over there. And we gave some Broadway suggestions if you're visiting Nashville anytime soon. But part three is even more new. This is the first weekend we're doing it, and we're doing a listener Q&A this weekend. It's obviously with Raymundo and myself, where we answer all your guys' questions that you've wanted to know about. So you submitted them on my Instagram, and now we're answering them for you guys in full form. So be sure after you listen to the Just the Bits, you go check out part one and part three. For now, here we go. Let's dive into the top segments from the show this week. Woohoo! Lunchbox attempted to spill the tea on my dating life, and man, does this guy jump to conclusions. Like, I have no idea where this came from, and now I know. The group chat is no longer safe. That is what I have learned from this experience and this unsuccessful spilling of the tea.
Number seven.
This is one of those spill the teas where I'm a little concerned that it's too personal, and that I wonder if it's just going to be dramatic. So what I'll do is I'm going to have, I don't know how to handle this. Lunchbox is spilling the tea on somebody, and what he's saying is going to be very personal. And the fact that he...
You think it's too personal?
The fact that you would even bring it to the show. But I think I don't think you're right. And this is why I think it's funny, but he just might be right. What do you think I should do here, Amy?
Well, I don't...
It's not about you. Can I whisper in your ear?
Yeah, I mean...
Come here.
I feel like I can help if I know.
Yeah, come here. Ray, I'm going to turn my mic down for a second. Will you turn the music up?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
What?
Don't do it?
No. No, you can't do that. Bobby, come on. You can't do that.
But let me tell you why. You didn't hear the whole story. Hold on.
But what do you mean you can't?
Music back up, right? No, but everybody quiet.
Whatever, that part's just, I don't get it. But listen. If I was this person, I would be very annoyed, and I'd feel like my privacy is being, like, is anything protected here anymore? You know? It's like, it's personal. Uh-oh. Lunchbox, I can't believe that you would think that this is okay. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we would do when we were in our 20s. And
no,
it would be like.
No, the segment is called Spill the Tea, so that's why we do
and
this
then we
stuff.
Hit the clip here, right here.
Let's spill the tea.
Right.
So it's obviously not Amy.
Right.
So it can only be a few other people.
And if it, but what I can say is if it was me.
Oh, I would never. I'd kill.
I would be.
Hey, you wouldn't deserve that, and I'd kill him.
Right. Like, I would
no,
be
that
like.
Would be, no, that would be more than spill the tea. That'd be breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it was me,
yeah.
Lunchbox, as your friend, I would be just disappointed that you thought you could just say that.
Does anyone here think it's them?
I assume every time you bring something up, it's probably about me.
I don't know.
Is there anything you guys would like to confess?
Yeah.
No.
That way you can confess it and it's not his fault?
No.
No?
No. Okay.
Who's it about?
Ray, do you know who it's about?
I'm guessing a female, the way Amy talked about it.
Correct. It's Morgan.
What have I possibly done that you're spilling the tea on right now?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, we don't know. It might not, here's the thing, it might not be a big deal if it's not what it is. But if it is what it is, then it's a really
big deal.
It's
nobody's business.
It's nobody's business. And then it's going to be...
But it could be people's business.
The thing is, though, I just think you're wrong.
That's a huge update.
I think you jumped to huge conclusions, and you like to come on here with bits.
Well, then if he's wrong and he's jumping to conclusions, then okay. Then fine.
Now that Morgan knows it's her, does she have the opportunity to just come clean right now?
Yeah, go ahead and come clean.
I don't know what to come clean about. I don't know what he's possibly spilling the tea on right
now. Whatever you're hiding, spill it.
How does he even know this? Because, like...
Well, I told you, he heard that second thing.
At this point, I just don't know what's happening.
But I want to make sure you're protected.
Hey,
here.
But just know who was looking out for you.
I hear
Well, me too. I just want to make sure you're protected.
I hear you, but I know that there's nothing I could have possibly done right now that could be weird.
Here, maybe we need to phrase it this way. Can I say?
But I don't want you to
say. I'm not going to say what it is.
Go.
But I feel like
she thinks you're saying, does anybody have anything they want to confess? Like she's done. She goes.
No, it's all right. I'm sorry. Just anything they want to share.
Yeah, share.
Wants.
Is there an update?
No, there's nothing.
So, Morgan, I would protect you and just tell you, but you just want me to do it?
It's fine.
Are you sure?
I swear, because I really don't think there's anything going on in my life.
Do you want to take a break and tell her?
No, I don't want to take a break, because our listeners probably want to kill us, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah, our listeners and me, I don't know anything.
Clip. Here we go.
Me either, Eddie.
Here we go.
Let's spill the tea.
Lunchbox, stage is yours.
Yeah, so Morgan had a dude spend the night at her house, and she outed herself to everyone on the show.
Okay, Morgan?
Unless you've been sleeping at my house that I don't know about, there's no man at my house.
That would be creepy. Mm-hmm.
And the reason we know this is because early on a Sunday morning, we get a text to the group. Oh my gosh, guys, does anyone know a plumber? Dire emergency. And I'm like, oh.
Wait, can we stop for
a quick?
No, this is going to help you understand if Lunchbox is telling the truth or not. Because the text actually said.
Finish it. Hold on, Amy. Let him finish.
Because he's already lying.
I know, that's okay. And then we'll
the tea is being poured. You can't stop spilling the tea.
Okay.
So basically, she admitted that she had a dude over. He woke up in the morning, had to use the restroom after drinking. And you have, if you drink a lot of beer, you have these in the morning, and it clogged the toilet.
What?
So she had a dude over, and he drank so much and clogged the toilet, and she was asking for a plumber.
She was asking for a plumber because she was panicking, and she was like, she basically outed herself as having a dude spend the night who dropped some kids off at the pool, and it clogged the toilet.
So, what was her text?
Her text was, hey, does anybody need...
No, you started off with OMG.
I didn't say...
Yes, you did.
I literally never said OMG.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, he did.
No, I literally did not.
Okay, oh my gosh.
We can check the tape, but go ahead.
See, right?
She said, I need a plumber. Does anyone know a plumber? Dire emergency.
Okay.
I'm looking at the text now, because I'm not on this thread with you guys. It says, does anyone have a plumber they use or recommend?
Yeah.
That's on a Sunday morning.
No, that's the whole text.
She didn't say dire
But that's
situation.
No. You don't text a group... early on a Sunday morning, unless it's a dire emergency, and she panicked because this dude clogged her toilet.
Morgan, was there a dude that spent the night at your house?
I'm just watching him draw all these conclusions from one text message that I sent.
That's what you do as an investigator.
Right now.
Morgan, did a dude stay at your house?
First of all, nobody's business, but no.
Boom. I agree with the first thing. It's nobody's business, which is why I was going to say something off into your ear before we did this.
Yep.
Secondly, the answer is also no. Then thirdly, what's up with the toilet?
It's not the toilet. It's my shower is leaking.
Okay, it's not even the toilet.
She didn't say that.
But she didn't say it was a toilet.
Why did I have to tell you about what's happening at my house? I just needed a recommendation.
I want all of our listeners to know this is what he does. They're like, why are you so mean to Lunchbox? No, we're not mean. We're just like, we know what you're up to.
Hold on. As a detective...
You're not a detective.
You had to take little clues And that's how you build your case.
There was no clues of anything. You just basically created a whole scenario that happened in my life.
Where you wanted to come on and say, like, Morgan's hooking up with somebody.
Yeah, because once I fully understood the plumber part.
Amy was like, I don't get the plumber.
I didn't get it.
Like, take a poo.
No, I get that now. But the first time I didn't really hear it. And I thought that Lunchbox like was driving by her house and he saw a guy walk out or something. And he was going to tell us. Like, that's what that'd he saw. Cool. And then I'm like, why is he?
That's a good idea.
I mean, why are you driving by her house?
But Eddie, like, you see how that story.
No,
like,
no. I saw the same text. Not once did I think, oh, a dude pooped in her toilet.
Me either.
Like, not once.
I literally just replied.
Well, that spilled the tea unsuccessfully.
Let's spill the tea.
We should, not this time. But if someone spills the tea and it's completely inaccurate, they get it. The pillory.
Yeah.
Not today.
I feel like he should get it.
Not today.
Time.
Not today.
Whoa.
But that's punishment. You made up a whole story. If you spill tea, which is like, I know this thing and I'm going to share it, and but what you're sharing is wrong, that's pillory. But that's punishment. But not today. Not today.
Okay.
The pillory is the thing where you put your head and your hands through. What are you doing?
Lunchbox said OMG. And he did.
He's saying
like, I literally
didn't
say that.
Right. So that's.
So the group chat isn't safe anymore.
The group chat is not safe. That is true. Okay, let's play this. We're all good. No tea was spilled.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Abby opened up for Bobby in Wichita over the past weekend, and she had to perform an original song. Not only did she do two covers, but she performed Hey There Hometown, which she wrote in less than a week. And she brought audio from it and shared how the whole experience went for her and what it was like.
Number six.
I do want to get over to Abby because Abby performed this weekend. She did her original song called My Hometown.
I think she called it Wichita. Yeah.
No, it was going to be called Wichita. Hey, Abby.
Yes.
The name of your song is what again?
Hey There Hometown.
Hey There Hometown. So Abby came out and opened both of my Wichita shows for me. And by the way, Wichita, I love you guys. It was awesome. We had two packed theaters. It was just so much fun. Love Wichita. Always love Wichita. And I would just hear the crowd go berserk. The first night I heard the crowd go berserk, that's how I knew Abby was about to sing her song. And the second night, we all went up there to watch her sing the song. And so this is a clip of what, Abby?
Of my song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the chorus. Okay. I just did like a little clip of Hey There Hometown.
Here is Hey There Hometown from Abby. Go ahead. So you enjoyed your performances?
Yeah,
that
was awesome.
It was fun to see Abby enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always up there like, I bet people are so upset they bought a ticket to see me. I hope I'm doing a good enough job. I'm probably not. I'm stupid. And that's what's running through my head the whole time. It was really nice. It was refreshing to see Abby just like loving it and enjoying every second of it. So, Hey There Hometown, Abby's newest hit. Except it's not up yet to stream, right?
Right. I got to go back in and record it. But it will be available soon.
To stream? Like,
that'd be cool.
So Abby Lee Anderson, Hey There Hometown, moving up the charts.
Love it.
Let's go.
You played two other songs. What else did you play?
So I did A Wild One by Faith Hill, which was fun. And then I did Mean.
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
And so here is a clip of Abby's intro to Mean.
Okay, so if you listen to my own show, I'm sure you do, I've been singing quite a bit on there, and I've had a lot of, you know, positive feedback, and I really appreciated everybody that messages me. There's just a certain few that are just really mean. I'm like, why are you gonna be so mean? Come on.
Fire Lunchbox.
Who said it?
Fire Lunchbox.
Wow, that was extreme. Wow.
That was like my favorite part. That was really funny. They did that both nights too.
They yelled what?
They were like, yeah, Lunchbox sucks. Fire Lunchbox. I was like, that's kind of mean, but it was funny.
I'm proud of you. You did great.
Thank you.
I hope you feel good about it.
Yeah. Your fans are awesome. Like your crowd.
Well, thank you. I didn't create them. They created me.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. But they are very supportive. They are. Cool.
They're really. It's sometimes I have to be like, guys, because if I'm up doing stand-up and it's comedy and it's based just on me talking, and if people are like yelling things in the middle of it, it throws me completely off because I'm doing it. It's a pitter-patter. You know, I'm on a pattern. Boop, make, boop, beep, joke, in, move, song. But if somebody like yells out something it throws everything off, and I have to be like, oh, please don't yell. But even though they yelled like, I love you, and it's weird to have like loving hecklers, it still is really difficult to do with spoken word. Now, music, we don't care. Let us have it. But we'll be in Tampa this weekend. Eddie and I will be. Eddie's not doing all the shows with me, but we're going to do Tampa this weekend.
It's going to be fun.
Because we're shooting a special, comedy special. So,
especially because it's shooting, so don't ruin the cadence.
So don't scream.
So don't yell.
Yeah, yeah. Now we say that, you know they're going to scream. It's like I shouldn't even said anything. But yeah, tickets, if you want to go to my Instagram or bobbybones.com, they're up there. Abby, great job, though. I'm super proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much for letting
me open. Yeah.
You're
it was
welcome.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Lunchbox, anything you want to say about that before we go?
Yeah, Abby, it was nice of your dad to come out to the show and yell for me. That was cool.
Oh, you said that was her dad yelling fire lunchbox.
100%.
Like, he did not. That guy was in the balcony, and I know where mine was sitting. He was
okay, you can all say that. Oh, my dad wasn't in the balcony. I know where he was sitting. I mean, yeah, cool. And I just love that Abby's trying to have her moment, you know what I mean? And she still is going to put the shine on me. Like, that's cool. I appreciate that.
I just thought it was funny.
Obsessed.
And I think, excuse me?
Obsessed with me.
She's obsessed with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
When always have I ever brought you up? Well, other
just
than
right
this,
then.
You always bring me up.
That's true. I think you guys are secretly in love.
We all bring each other
I promise I'm not in love.
Oh, boy. All
right. Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Lunchbox won big at the casino. Is his luck changing? Maybe. This win is a step in the right direction, and it's a huge win. But will he be able to buy an island? Probably not. So a big win nonetheless, and luck may be changing for Lunchbox, but only time is going to tell.
Number 5.
Before this one, what's the most you'd ever want on a slot machine?
Like $400.
Okay, so he promises he won a bunch of money on a slot machine. He would not tell us earlier. How much do you think he won around the room?
Man, I think he got $1,000.
You think it's that much?
Well, he's acting like it's that much.
He acts like that all the time.
Okay, well, maybe this time he's telling the truth.
Eddie?
$450.
I'm going to go $501.
Yes, exactly. It's nowhere more than that.
So, was it so big they had to come to you?
On the screen, it said, call attendant.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Call attendant.
That's pretty good.
Call attendant.
Where were you?
I was at Four Bears Casino in North Dakota, and Ray and Bay had talked about this Buffalo game. Some guy in Vegas, I saw, won like $40,000 when I was there. And I was like, man, I've got to play this. So I go and I sit down, I put my money in. First spin, nothing. All right, cool.
Oh, no, we're going to do this for every spin?
Second spin, nothing.
So
third spin, I'm like, you know what?
What are you playing?
It's penny slots.
So it's a penny?
And it's so you play the max, and there's a bunch of lines, so it's like $5.
Okay.
For a one spin?
For one spin.
Got it.
And so the third spin, I'm like, you know what? The hand's not working. Let me try the elbow. And I hit the elbow. Boom! Boom! Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
People start shooting at you?
Yeah, what happened?
No, that's like a boom, like a buffalo.
So what's the audio we have here?
This is ringing it up.
Here we go.
Ringing it up. This is it. Good luck. Right here. Here we go. Oh, boom, boom, boom. Oh, oh. I don't know what that means. Oh. Come on, baby. Big one. What does that mean? Buffalo. Buffalo. Look at this! Look at this, baby! Buffalo! Oh, call attendant! Call attendant! I want a jackpot! I want a jackpot! Hey, high five! High five! Woo! Guys, I'm gonna retire! I'm out! I'm buying an island!
Okay, did you know then how much you had won?
No! I had no idea because it was throwing things in the air and it's like, boom, 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 call attendant, call attendant.
So attendant comes over and says what?
I look at her like, oh, we're going to need your social security number.
Okay, that's huge.
That means something. Yeah,
yeah, taxes, right. Baby.
They went and got a tax form.
Come on. You fill it out.
I fill it out. And then he's like, let me see your hand. Huh? I put my hand out, and he starts counting $100 bills.
What?
$100.
$200.
No, you want to hear it?
Oh, you have it here?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, let's go.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 1,000, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 20.
20, 20, 30.
What?
$1,420.
Wow.
Let's go.
That's amazing.
So do you think, can they fix a machine to make you win?
No, well, they can fix it, but you don't get paid. They can make it do the alarms, but you can't. What do you mean? That's illegal.
It is?
But, oh, my goodness, the gaming regulations and all that?
I don't know.
Oh, my, it was crazy.
Are you saying, Bones, maybe that they know he's coming, he yells loud?
Yeah, like, do they know
what machine? They had no idea what machine I would pick.
I would agree with that.
There are almost 1,000 slot machines in that place.
Oh, you picked a machine?
Yeah, I just walked around. I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
I cannot believe you won $1,400.
Yeah. Wait. What's my prize for being closest to guess without going over?
Pride.
Oh. Good job, Amy. You win.
You won the pride for the day.
Hey, Lunchbox, remember who believed in you.
I know. I really thought they were going to rename it the Lunchbox Casino, but they kept it Four Bears.
Or the Lunchbox
Lounge.
Buffalo
Slot Machine.
Yeah. It was crazy. But
just a plaque says Lunchbox won here.
Yeah. But here's the problem.
What?
People started approaching me. Like, one lady came to me and goes, oh, you're the guy that won $142,000. Like, I did not win that much.
Did you win $142,000?
No, I won $1,420.
$1,400?
Yeah, $1,400. And then we went to the golf course, and there was some guy there golfing. He was like, oh, you're that guy that won, like, over $100,000. I'm like, no, I did not win.
But I thought that's your thing. You wanted people to think you're way richer than you are.
I was scared they were going to break in, like, get me. Mm. I was like,
so the whole town knew of your win?
Yeah, why was there that
everybody
rumor?
Knew.
How'd that word get out?
No, he was at the casino when I won.
Wow.
She was at the casino when I won. I mean, it was amazing. And they gave me a little ticket, said winner, and everybody wanted to take pictures with me. I mean, it was awesome.
Did you like the casino?
It was so much fun. Yeah, it was a blast.
What's it called?
It's called Four Bears Casino, man. And let me tell you.
$1,400.
Let's go!
That's awesome.
Dang, man.
That's crazy.
And I mean, I didn't know it just kept going. I thought it was going to stop. And then it kept going and going and going.
So how many pennies was that?
I don't know.
I don't think they paid him pennies, though, although that would have been funny.
But if you could count, they used to do the coins out. Mm-hmm. Imagine how many pennies that'd be.
Ching, ching.
Okay, Ray's wife and Lunchbox, it seems like this is the game to play.
Buffalo, baby.
Dude, I was in the video. I am acting like a buffalo. Because, I mean, I was just, it kept going. I was like running out of excitement. And I was like, nope, it keeps going. I'm out of breath.
So
I'm
you were getting tired, but it kept going.
It kept going. Mm.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Lunch is on him today.
Whoa.
Come on, man.
Now you can get a car.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums, but I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, We have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Warren Zeider stopped by the studio for the first time, and not only did he have some epic performances of Painkiller and Pretty Little Poison that you can see on our YouTube page, but he also talked about the importance of consistency on social media and why some people think that's like his hack of how he's made it. But his fans are really important to him, so it was cool to hear that and how he got bullied for his very iconic long hair. You can check out that whole interview. It's happening right now.
Number four.
Warren, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, man.
It's been a little bit. And so Warren is one of the fastest rising country stars in Nashville right now. It's crazy to watch him blow up like he has. And so he's got a new album that is out today. I bet that's cool to finally get this whole thing out of there, huh? Like, that's exciting to finally put the whole body of work out.
Yes, get it off my shoulders.
You say get it off your shoulders. I mean, you feel like you've been keeping secrets from people or what?
No, I just think that, like, especially, you know, this all being first times for me. Being a new artist, I'm going through so many firsts in my life. So I think going through the process of making a full body of art, full body of work, all the sleepless nights, hours in the studio, I think when I say get it off my shoulders, I think I'm just excited to get out there to the fans.
Do you play a lot of the new songs, Will You Now? Like, will it be all the new stuff from the record on your live shows?
I wouldn't say all the new stuff, but it's going to be a pretty different looking set come this fall.
That's pretty cool. It's exciting, right?
Very exciting.
We'll play some new stuff. So the album is out today. And so what I would like to do, if you're cool with that, would you play a little bit of Painkiller? Just so we can play, let the audience hear you sing, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, here's Warren Zeiders with Painkiller. Warren Zeiders, dang. Hitting it hard. That's good. That was intense. No, he's going to go that hard this morning. That's good. Warren Zeiders is here. The record is out, and it's called Pretty Little Poison. So you had the song. Is it one of those where you just kind of found the song that felt the best to name the record after?
100%.
Was the song about somebody specific? Don't say who if you don't want to, but was it about someone specific?
So the short version is, wrote the song, thought I knew what a Pretty Little Poison was, and my manager likes to joke around that I spoke that song into existence.
So then you actually met a Pretty Little Poison.
I went through it then, yeah.
And so manifested a Pretty Little Poison. Yeah.
The boys know what I'm talking about.
Oh no, yeah. Does she know?
Well, that's the thing. Now the whole record's basically her, too, since you named it. Oh, she knows. Don't worry. Unless there's like three that think they're them, that would even be worse that they're passing that around. Warren Zeiders is here. So why don't we do that? Let's do, this is Pretty Little Poison. I mean, this is the song that is the single flying up the charts. You named the record after it. There's a girl that was named after it, apparently. She came along after you wrote the song. So you're not still with her?
No. Okay. No, it's okay. We're good.
Because sometimes... Because if you were still with her, that'd be a weird thing.
No, yeah.
She doesn't know it's my girlfriend, but she's like poison. Okay. Well, let's do it. Here is a Pretty Little Poison from Warren Zeiders. Is it wild to you that you've been doing this for a relatively short time, but people are spending money and filling up places to watch you perform?
You know, if you think it from that terms, yes, it can be. Once I put my mind to something, I think I'm just so driven and I'm so determined to achieve goals and keep building this and no sleep, no rest kind of thing. Last night, I was supposed to have a day off. Yesterday, I was supposed to have a day off. Day off after a three-week run out west. Nope, I'm shooting a music video. I'm shooting content. I say add it to the calendar. I hop on social media last night to go live just to hang out with the fans because I just, when the iron's hot, man, just keep striking.
What's life like for a new artist that's popping off big time? Is it just constant?
It's constant. And I think that, you know, it can be scary, but I think what I like to attribute it to is having rituals and habits that are just good for you. Being athletic, working out, ice tubs, you know, all these things that are instilled in you from my athletic background that allow you to have a good mental perspective and a good good people around you, people with good support system, people on your team that, you know, see the vision, see the goal, and that everyone's going towards the same goal.
Amy hasn't, you guys haven't met, right? You
and Warren?
No. So tell Amy about your athletic background.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to ask because I don't know. I was going to guess football, maybe baseball, but.
Those would be good guesses, but lacrosse for 12 years.
Which is like football and baseball combined.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, lacrosse for 12 years. But I was always an athletic kid growing up. I got that from my pops. Athletics were such a pushed thing in my household of just what it teaches you. And I think I bring so many of those disciplines and characteristics with me on the road into the studio of just, it's a different beast, the music industry. But if you have those roots with you from athletics, I will always promote sports.
Do you feel like you're still disciplined even as an artist? Are you still waking up at a good time, keeping your body in shape? Like a lot of those traits are rolling over into this?
100%. 100%. I think that, you know, it's, you know, you're disciplined when those days roll around and you absolutely do not want to do it, but you still do it. And I think that I'm trying to ice bath every single day when I'm on the road. I'm always boxing. I'm always on my TM, who's my buddy, who holds the mitts for me. So we're always boxing, either going for a run, trying to find a nearby gym. So I just think that it's just doing the things that suck sometimes over and over again. And then it just is ingrained in you.
Are you a good cook?
I wouldn't say I'm a good cook, but once you end up living on your own, you kind of have to find your way. And so I'm a big chicken guy. I love chicken thighs. So chicken rice, sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, salad. I try to eat as clean as I can.
I mean, this is the healthiest artist we've ever had in the studio.
For sure.
Well, like, yeah, Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, too, yeah.
Pretty healthy.
Pretty close.
But Tim had his non-healthy stage. An extremely non-healthy stage. Where Warren hasn't gotten there yet, or maybe never will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, moving to Nashville, and you didn't even really know what a manager was until you had kind of one up going, hey, man, let me tell you what my job is, what I can do for you, right?
Yeah.
Like you're that new to this world.
100%.
And isn't it weird that you have to pay people a percentage of your money?
Oh, I hate it.
It's so weird. It's still
they're standing in there now.
It's so, and it makes sense. And listen, logically, they're able to make you X amount more than you're paying them percentage-wise. But it's weird when it's time for the money to come out and you got to cut 10 here to an agent, 15 to a manager. That's a new world to be in because you're like, I made this money and now I got to give it away.
It's a unique feeling out there on the road, slaving away, rioting as I'm staring at him right now, giving him a wink.
And then paying him 15%. That is it. So the record is out today, finally. You're going to be playing these tracks mostly on the road. Are you testing them out? Do you test out some of the songs that maybe people haven't heard yet to see what the crowd reaction's like?
100%. I mean, I was promoting Pretty Little Poison before that song came out. I mean, I was promoting that last fall, early in the fall on the road, just trying to, you know, market it, feel it out, see how the shows go. So then you see the videos on social media now, by the time it's out and it's exposed, played in Ohio and 10,000 people screaming it at me. So it's worked. I've added other songs into the set along the way. I just played Weeping Willow, a song on the record for the first time live. It was really well received. People on social media seem to really like it. So I think I use social media as like a testing subject. And if it goes over well, then I kind of start to put into the set and see how people like it live.
Two final questions. One, social media. Some people say you hacked the system. What does that mean? I brought you up to a friend of mine. He goes, oh yeah, I like that guy's music a lot, but he's also the one that hacked the system. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
I think it's a good excuse to just say that, you know, I have a secret or I found it out that something that someone else didn't find out. I think that what I can attribute it to, which I always like to talk about, it's not skipping steps and it's just paying attention. Shout out to Taylor Swift. She listens to her fans, what they have to say. I have a business and marketing background. So once I realized that people were liking what I was doing, I was just paying attention and just continuing to do the same thing over and over again, whether it's new covers to then original music, try this, try that. I think hacking the system is being consistent and posting all the time and being hands-on, because I'm still posting my own stuff, even at the as fast and as a thing that can get to be a pain in the butt, rituals and habits, disciplines. I'm still the one getting the content, editing, putting text on the screen, figuring out what the caption is. So I think it's just being ingrained in what you do and keeping your hand on the pulse.
People are kind of blaming you for their problems is kind of what I hear from you saying that. And I went and looked at your page. I'm like, what's he doing? He's not hacking anything. He's actually just posting a lot, which is kind of what they say to do. And if you find something that doesn't work, you don't post that anymore. I didn't know what they meant by hacking the system, but if that's what it is, you've been successful at it. Everybody's looking for an excuse.
You hit the nail on the head. Everyone's trying to look for an excuse or how is he doing this? Well, when you post once a week or you post once every 2 weeks, or you're not listening to your fans, you're not going live, you're not responding back to comments, I think it's treating it as a whole other job. Social media is, it's a whole other part of the industry. And I think with the world that we're in now, I'm a living proof. Social media can change your life forever.
You hear that, guys?
Yeah.
Get to work.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this bull crap. You guys posted once a week for the show.
But we were all here. We started this before social media even existed, but I feel like we've done a good job going.
Don't make it sound old, Amy. We've always been here since social media existed.
I'm getting y'all in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I completely agree. I mean, and I think there are different examples I know of people who have been, let's go back to even the early musicians when they signed deals with the devil. Mm-hmm. No, they're just really good. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're like, no, they must have signed a deal with the devil. That's the early version of this is what's hilarious about it. Well, good for you, man. I mean, I've seen the hard work that you've been doing. I'm really proud for you. You've been killing it. My second and final question is, when you let your hair down.
Yeah.
And I have full hair. I don't grow mine out, though. But I have big, thick, full hair. Your hair is like luscious.
Yeah.
Now, you must have a hair care, like a regimen for that.
I have very thick hair too. My mom and grandmother always like to laugh and say that I have horse hair, just super heavy. But for me, it's honestly just not washing it every day. And it's allowing your hair to get, yes, a little dirty. But for me, I try to wash it once, twice a week. I have shampoo and condition, and then I use dry shampoo. That's it.
Yeah, dry shampoo is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lifesaver. Let us girls talk over here.
Right. No, I mean, that's cool. Maybe that's what I've been doing wrong.
Is that?
I wash my hair every day.
No, Eddie, you don't have.
Right.
It's awkward for us to say now, but because he's with your. Have you always had long hair? Like really long hair?
Majority of my life, yes.
Nice.
Yep. That's
cool. I thought you might have hacked the hair system too.
Now the fun thing is too, I was bullied for a while for having the long hair. As I got older, then the long hair was the cool thing to have as a lacrosse player. So then everybody started wanted long hair. Yeah.
Dang, now I want long hair though, because he's here.
Yeah. Bobby said,
I don't cut my hair for like 8 months now. You're like, hey, what happened? I don't know, man. Warren just told me. Well, congratulations on everything, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
The new record is out today. And Warren, let's see, tonight we'll be in Jordan, New York. And tomorrow, Montreal, Canada. Louisville coming up at the Kentucky State Fair next week. Do you wear clothes other than black, or is it all black all the time?
Honestly, I do. I wear this to the gym too, you know, the denim and all that. Just kidding. No, I honestly, the look that's been the most popular for me on stage is the all black. I think it's funny because, like we talked last time, it does give off an intimidating kind of vibe to it, especially on stage. But then when you met me last time and we actually got a chance to talk, I think it's cool for that dichotomy on stage. And then the fans meet me after the show or pre-show meet and greet, or I'm signing merch after a show. It's funny.
You smile more than somebody in all black should smile.
Yeah, I know. You're more gentle than I would have thought.
Yeah.
It's an interesting word you use there, Amy.
Gentle.
He is gentle in how he speaks.
He's pretty gentle.
Like, I'd say warm.
Okay.
I don't know about gentle.
I'll take gentle from a woman. Yeah, that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
Okay, warm works too.
You guys, the Pretty Little Poison tour, it's all over. I mean, he's doing shows everywhere. If you live somewhere, he's probably going to be near there. Go to warrenziders.com, and the record is out today. By the way, on your tour, 1,000 Horses coming out to support, and that they rock.
Love them.
Like literally and figuratively, they go hard too.
I think it'll be a good combination. Yeah. I look forward to it.
All right, there we go. Warren Ziders, everybody. Thank you, Warren. Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you all for having me.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Eddie and Lunchbox had to serve their punishment. The pillory of punishment has taken its first two victims in Eddie and Lunchbox, and hilarious nonetheless, but Lunchbox couldn't fit into the pillory. It was a whole situation, and for a second there, we didn't think he was going to be able to serve his punishment, but it happened in a very strange way.
Number 3.
I'm going to go live on my Instagram as we put Eddie in the pillory.
It's so dumb.
If you think back to the 1600s and what you've seen of that, when they put people in the town square and they hang their arms and their head through that wooden contraption, and they sit there.
Their head gets chopped off too.
First of all, two things. One,
That's called the guillotine.
Oh, different.
Two, I called it the guillotine like 30 times, yeah. And listeners would not leave me alone about it. I don't pronounce everything right. I'm sorry. I never will. And I think I've just seen it more than I've heard it. So it looks like guillotine.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. The guillotine. So Eddie will now serve his time in the pillory.
Why am I doing this again?
I don't remember, exactly. But you and Lunchbox both got in trouble.
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Spanish word of the day, repeat.
Ah,
that's right.
It. Okay.
Yeah, we'd only done eight, and you repeated a Spanish word.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
It's a good word, though. Noche.
Which means night. You told me twice, so now remember.
Exactly.
That's my kind of noche.
You ready?
Eddie, come on over to the pillory.
Okay.
Mike D, if you can help us put this on him. You can watch either on our Facebook page or my Instagram Live. You can see what the pillory looks like. We ordered this from Germany, which apparently they have unlimited pillories over there. I don't know what's going on in Germany.
Yeah, what are they doing over there? Man, this has got to be embarrassing. The whole town's here watching this.
You're in town square.
Ugh.
All right, Mike has got the wood.
Oh, my head.
Eddie's wrists are going into the pillory. Now his neck
is
in the pillory. The top wooden slat is going in. The one on the right's not in, Mike.
Need help to lift this up.
Hey, that's part of your punishment, buddy. Okay, it is now down. It's closing on his wrists and his neck.
Ah! Well, dude, it's choking me.
Hey, put your neck through it. There you go.
Maybe pay attention to your work.
If I can get in it, I think you can fit it. Now we're going to buckle it.
Yeah, you got it? Yeah. Yeah, this is not comfortable at all, dude. At all.
You got to shove it down a little bit more, Mike.
My neck's cramping. Okay. Oh, okay.
One.
That helps a little bit.
Keep screaming.
Well, yeah, it's not fun. I'm sorry, town. I'm sorry.
Here's two.
Town.
All right, Eddie is now in the pillory until we finish the entire segment, and we come back after commercials. You have to be in until then.
There should be padding on the neck here, dude. This hurts.
Man, let's make it a long segment.
It's not supposed to feel good.
Oh, well.
It'd be like someone getting arrested. It'd be like, hey, officer, you think you put some feathers in these handcuffs? Because it's just cutting me a little bit.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Not good. Not good at all.
Very awkward. Hang out over there.
Hey, come on. Let's go. What's the bit?
What was the segment?
This is called the slow segment.
That's a really good idea.
Amy, how was your day yesterday?
I'm a little tired. It was good. I mean, I had a good day. I was here, did a lot of work, went to improv, and then I went to pick up dinner, and I ordered shrimp lo mein. It's from this little place.
Is that noodles?
Noodle bowl with shrimp or whatever. And this teenage boy is working. He goes, I wouldn't get that if I was you. And I was like, so what? What?
Wait, he said what?
He said, I wouldn't get that if I was you.
So you ordered it and the person there said don't get it.
And it's like you walk up to the cash register and he's a teenage kid and he's working and he straight up says that. And I'm like, okay, look, I'm not going to ask questions. I don't know what's going on. But I just said, okay, I'll have the chicken lo mein. And he was like, wise choice. And then I paid and I got my dinner and everything was fine. So my guess is something must have been up with the shrimp.
Yeah, I have trouble eating shrimp whenever we're landlocked.
Yeah, I know.
Who was the kid? Like, what did he do?
Let's go over to the pillory. Hold on.
Was he working there? Or is he just sitting next to you?
No, he's working there.
But do you want to get in the pillory after you're already in the pillory?
She just said working there.
She just said
hey, guys, I'm sorry. My mind's a little somewhere else. Sorry, guys. I'm stuck in a pillory.
No, he was taking my order, yeah.
Got it.
How do you feel?
Terrible, dude. It's hurting my wrists. I would imagine this is what handcuffs, like you said, feels like. It's not good.
They would put people in the town square for sometimes 48 hours in that thing.
Oh, no way, dude. My arms are numb.
Well, that's your... Don't you have that disease?
Yes, but I mean, it's not helping in the pillory.
But it has nothing to do with the pillory. You have a disease.
Well, it's making it worse because I didn't feel it when I was sitting at my desk. Can we go... What else are we talking about?
We're just chilling with you right now.
This is not good.
What advice do you want to give Lunchbox? He's the one in the pillory next.
Dude, wear wristbands. Like, you know, like tennis players do?
Oh, yeah. Sweatbands.
Sweatbands.
I think we'll play a song for the segment's over.
No,
I thought we should get in a good song.
Oh, that's good.
Like, there's some long ones, right?
This is Freebird. Here you go, everybody.
It's a Pink Floyd song.
I'm going back on my Instagram Live so you guys can watch Lunchbox get in the pillory. Mike, if you want to lock him up, his sentencing is one segment.
Oh, man.
Nice. That's the gavel?
That's the gavel. You are now sentenced to one segment in the pillory. This is a wooden contraption that they used back in the medieval days. And they would put your arms through it and your head through it. And then you would just sit in the town square.
You're gonna have to pull his hoodie through the hole.
Yeah, your hoodie's so thick, man.
Hey, I'm sorry. Got to stay
in prison.
Warm.
Now take all the clothes off and do a cavity check. We need to do everything like they do in prison.
You want me to do shirtless?
Nah.
We're good, man.
We're good.
His wrists are going into the wooden pillory. Mike's now getting proficient at pillory. The wooden slats are going in.
He assembles it faster and faster.
You gotta get lower, Lunch. Oh boy.
I don't know that
it's coming down, Lunchbox.
He can't do it.
Yeah. Yes, he can. Your mouth.
What?
I'm
don't bite on it.
Bit me.
That's a different.
You.
I really feel like his deformity is hindering him.
There we go. That helps.
Do you need here?
No, his deformity is not hurting him. It's not. He just can't touch his shoulders.
Oh no! I heard something click. Is that your neck?
Oh, that's my tooth.
But why is your mouth involved in this?
Neck up.
I'm trying, guys. Maybe I need the hoodie off, guys. I think the hoodie.
Yeah, the hoodie's making it so thick.
Yeah. The hood is pushing. I can't get my neck down.
Hey, sorry, dude.
That's like putting a neck brace on and hopping into this thing.
My arms don't go up higher.
Okay.
Hold on. We're trying.
You decided to wear that on your execution day.
He's trying to stop the blade.
I'm trying to get out of it, man.
Yeah, trying to game the system. All right, Lunchbox is having
the. Like that?
Oh, that's a much better way to put it on.
No, that's another.
No, your wrists go through. God. Your wrists go through, not your biceps.
He's stuck.
I cannot.
There you go.
There we go.
Move your wrist this way.
Guys, I can't move my wrist.
Guys,
you
he's handicapped.
How my arm works.
He's like a prisoner who's like I can't be in prison.
So freaking bad. Like my.
I don't think he fits.
I told you guys.
I can't move my arm that way, guys.
Oh.
Someone
can take the pillory for you. But they have to agree to it.
I did.
Bones, can we tape it right there?
I
try to move his wrist. They won't go any further.
I think he's being difficult on purpose.
Does it move? Does it move? It doesn't
Amy,
move.
Amy, what are you laughing at?
It doesn't move. It's made of stone.
His wrist?
Yes. Look at this. It won't move at all.
I'm telling you guys.
I'm telling you.
We need to get a bigger pillory.
Like, I am doing my best, guys. I don't know how to.
There we go. Oh, hey, face your palms towards us.
I can't do my palms. My God, my arm's going to break.
There we go, that's good.
My arm might break.
If his arm's going to break, guys, don't push it more. Well,
that could be part of the punishment.
Yeah, let's try it again. Try it again. Come on.
I think he likes it.
Yeah, oddly.
No, man, I'm telling you, you were pushing my wrist. My arms don't rotate. That's
okay, now spank me.
Mike, spank me, please.
I want to see if this really
works. That's it right there.
Do you have a ball gag?
But my neck is not in it because my arms don't turn.
You know what? Open
your
mouth.
Your neck is in it. Open your mouth. Put it within your teeth.
Go. That's it.
There you go. Bite on it.
That's it. That's it.
Bite it just like that.
Lock it.
Oh, God.
That's the only way it works.
He has to bite it to.
Honestly, this is better.
Oh, God.
He can't talk.
He has a wooden gag.
It hurts our wrist so bad.
Hey, Lunch, you know what Abby told me about you?
What? Oh. No, we're good.
Are you starting to feel guilty? Amy's like the prisoner who falls in love with the inmate. And now they escape off together.
Dude, I saw one this week where the inmate and the guard, she had called him 480 times on his cell phone in the jail.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
She snuggled a cell phone before she'd call when she got home.
Were they having a relationship?
Yeah.
So it was a female inmate?
No, she was a female guard.
Oh, got it. So she.
Yeah.
The female guard was calling the inmate and she brought the inmate a phone?
Yeah, he had a phone. They talked 480 different times.
Wow. About what?
Eddie, it doesn't have a transcript of the phone calls, you idiot.
Did they have text messages, though?
I don't know. I didn't read those.
Did the inmate the try
you know
to escape?
How hard this hurts because I can't turn my wrist. Like,
the boardy's biting.
No one else is gonna bite it. Everyone else can.
Do you
put
think
their
they clean prisons
it.
And cells after a prisoner leaves? No, they
right,
leave it
no
all in
chance.
There.
No chance.
No zero.
Lunchbox is in the wooden pillory right now. Medieval, not really torture, but just punishment.
No, it's torture. It is torture.
Well, for you it is because it doesn't quite fit.
Guys, they should bring this back. I mean, really. Like a petty theft criminal, put him out and do this to him? Like if he stole a pack of gum from Walmart, oh, he'd never do it again.
People watching on my Instagram Live are asking what's happening. So Lunchbox
has... Oh,
I'll
tell you what's happening. It hurts so bad because I can't turn my arm.
Can you lean forward a little bit and let everybody see what's going on?
I'm leaning forward.
You're going to hit the microphone, though.
What do you want me to do?
So Lunchbox is in a medieval pillory as punishment, and he's biting it because it won't go all the way down his arm because he has some sort of deformity in his shoulder.
Correct.
My arm.
It's hereditary.
It's hereditary.
It is hereditary.
His dad has it. Grandpa had it.
What did he do to get in trouble? I forgot.
Yeah, a stupid game because Amy told me the answer was Charlotte's Web and it was Babe, but I had Babe.
But you didn't get that just for losing. You must have
bet something.
No, it was it.
If I didn't get 5 out of 7, I had to get the pillory.
So it was part of a...
No, I had to get 6. I had to get all but one right.
Mike, will you explain what happens here?
I just did.
He said he could go 10 for 10 in a game, and then he didn't, so he got the pillory.
So it was his idea to go...
Because Amy cost me because Amy was an idiot instead of Charlotte's Web.
Okay.
And I said Babe.
No, you're an idiot.
No, Bobby said I had to go with you.
But look at you guys. Who's the idiot now?
Yeah.
Like, you're the one in the pillory.
You were just in this, you idiot.
But not anymore.
Yeah, well, and it hurts really. My left wrist hurts more than my right.
Well, we could. It's his sentence has been served.
Yeah, let's get this thing off.
Go ahead and take him out of it.
Oh, it's real painful, man.
It's a lot worse for him, Bones.
Oh, my gosh. Oh!
Oh, man.
Oh.
You all right, dude?
Yeah. That left arm hurts, man. That hurts.
So if you were a criminal in the medieval days...
Oh, my gosh, I'd have never survived. I mean, that was, what, 20 minutes? And I mean...
20? It was four.
Oh.
20 minutes.
And they were in it for 48 hours? There's no way, man.
That's crazy.
Sometimes a week, they would feed him in that.
Oh, what if I mean...
He couldn't eat because it was in his mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great point.
Man, he'd starve to death.
Oh, man. But they would have let me out because I was hereditary, like, hurt.
Handicap. Lunchbox, is your arm numb?
Not numb, but it hurts. Like, there's pain. Mm. It's more pain, and especially the left. Cause, I mean, it doesn't rotate.
Maybe we should just do this a lot to him so he can get movement in his arm. Like, it slowly break it in.
But I don't think it moved.
Amy, was it moving?
No. That's the craziest thing I've never felt how he can't do it. And it's like, literally, it's like you're trying to, like, push a steel thing that you can't. Has no movement.
Because everybody's
like, oh, you're faking it. And then when you push it, you're like, oh, no, you're not faking it. Like, it doesn't move.
Right.
Somebody named Randy Scholl said, I thought LB was fat.
Well, you thought wrong, dude.
They're watching here. Everybody's always surprised that he's not a big guy because his voice is so big. Mm-hmm. I'm also surprised people just seeing him for the first time.
Someone hit me on Twitter yesterday and was like, dude, you're not 330 pounds. This is mind-blowing. And I'm like, where have you been? We have a website called BobbyBones.com that gets millions of hits. You're welcome, Mike. We're Morgan getting you a bonus.
I would even say social media more than a website at this point.
Website was probably 2006.
Yeah, Radio Lunchbox. Find me on all the socials.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Lunchbox served a sentence. Eddie served a sentence.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. The pillory. Good job. You all can go live a life now, a reform life.
Thank you.
I think you've all been reformed. There he goes. Back to a seat.
Okay.
Do we get any money just for, like, time lost?
Only if you went into prison unfairly.
Oh, and so we went fairly.
You went fairly.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of 2, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch
catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybun, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
We got to meet Lunchbox from the future. Guys, this is a wild experience. We had two listeners come in who won a contest through iHeartRadio, and they got to stop by the studio, and we all went to lunch together, which was super awesome. But the guy that came in is Lunchbox from the future, and you cannot convince any of us otherwise. The more and more we talked to this man, they had so many similar personality traits and so many ways that they see the world. Even their mannerisms were the same. It was wild. It makes you kind of think, what is me from the future like?
Number two.
We have some listeners coming to sit in the studio, and we're going to play a game with them. But do we give away free prizes?
No.
You have to win. Hello, guys. Hello. Come on in here. Have a seat. There's a microphone right there. Grab it on up there. Yes, sir. Ma'am, how are you?
I am great.
What's your name?
Margaret.
Hey, Margaret, I'm Bobby. It's Amy, Lunchbox,
no.
Eddie.
Morgan. What up?
Margaret.
Hey, I'm John. Nice to... That's my sister, Margaret.
Hey, John. I'm Bobby. That's Amy. That's Lunchbox. It's
hey.
Eddie.
Hey, John.
Hey. How you doing, man?
Hey, Margaret, where do you live?
Tampa, Florida.
I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday night both.
I know.
You're going to be there?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
That means no.
Maybe I win tickets with this game for Saturday.
Oh, that's interesting.
Have you been to Tampa Theater before?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It's one of the most beautiful theaters I've ever been
in. It is. Have you been to a bunch of theaters?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. And I like it a lot. Yeah. And you're from Wichita, both of you?
No.
Wichita, Tampa?
I'm from St. Petersburg, across the bridge.
You're from St. Petersburg.
Right.
That's right there, yeah.
Is there a cathedral there that looks like the original?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
I don't know if they
so
built
confused.
It. I know if they built a cathedral there as well in St. Petersburg. Okay,
maybe in St. Pete, Russia, maybe there's a cathedral. I don't know.
Exactly. So we're going to play a little game here, a little trivia game. Do you guys feel like you're good at trivia?
Sure.
Yes, sort of?
Yeah.
Well, do you feel like they're good at trivia?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
You know. Lunchboxes.
What?
That's right.
Oh.
That's
right. He's just the loudest.
Oh, Margaret's smart.
That's right. I was an 8th grade math teacher.
See?
I retired.
I tell you what. I can just let you and Lunchbox play, and Lunchbox can play for you. And if he wins, I can get you tickets to Friday night's show, my show Friday night, if he wins.
I can't go Friday. We're still here in Nashville. We don't leave till...
When do you leave?
Like 4:40 we leave here.
4:40 what?
PM, we leave Nashville.
Oh, on Friday?
Yeah. Oh. On Friday, yeah.
Well, the Saturday show sold out. I don't even have any tickets to that.
Oh, well.
Let me see if I can find some. If not, I'll give you a Sonic gift card.
All right. Okay.
Do you like Sonic?
She perked up for that, though.
She got more excited about that? Oh, no, never mind.
You like Sonic?
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give you something.
Okay. All right.
I got a bunch of Beanie Babies back here or something. Okay, so Lunchbox, you're going to play.
We're
gonna
Margaret do... and John.
No, just Margaret.
Oh, just Margaret? Only Margaret gets a prize?
They can split it. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
They have so many prizes here.
I mean, they're brother, sister.
Lunchbox, we're going to play Luck of the Draw trivia.
Let's go.
Whatever category I draw, you have to play.
Yeah.
And you have to get right. 6 of 7.
That's no problem.
The categories are beauty, health, and wellness, which Amy submitted.
Okay.
Music, which Eddie submitted.
Okay.
Reality TV from you.
Yep.
Florida trivia from Scuba Steve.
Yep.
Things in Vegas from Ray.
Okay.
Kansas Notables from Abby. And superhero movies from Morgan number 2.
You know we didn't submit these, right?
But it's about
you.
We
did.
Yeah. And
They're
let me know
your strengths.
Margaret, my 8th grade math teacher, Mr. Nelson, he was all right. Okay. He used to send me out on the patio because I wasn't very good in the portable. Okay. And tell me to put my desk outside.
Wow.
Yeah, all the time.
And he was all right.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
The category lunchbox for you is Kansas Notables.
Hey, he's from Kansas.
I'm Kansas.
You were born in Kansas, yeah. And you moved away at what age?
9 months.
Nine months.
Do you still consider yourself from Kansas?
Well, when people ask me, like, I don't know how to answer that, because when I answer it, I always say, well, I was born in Kansas, but I grew up in Austin.
I would just say you're from Austin.
And my wife's like, just say you're from Austin.
Yeah, you lived there for 9 months. If you don't remember it, you ain't from there.
I remember it.
Okay.
You remember living in Kansas at 9 months.
No, I would go visit Grandma and Grandpa yeah. who lived there.
Okay.
Because Grandpa worked for Santa Fe Railroad. So is my grandpa one of the answers?
What?
Hold on a little.
Grandpa Don?
Nope.
All right.
Okay, so he's playing for you.
Okay.
Let's go, Margaret.
Six of seven. I'll tell you what, you guys can work together.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Do you know anything about Kansas, Margaret?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
Do I need to go sit by her?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You can stay there. What major pizza chain first opened in Wichita, Kansas in 1958?
Pizza Hut. Boom. Point. Go.
You already know it?
Yeah.
How do you know that
Two
one?
Two brothers. I met the brothers that made it. We went to a Kansas basketball game together.
You met the Pizza Hut brothers?
Yeah, we rode a limo.
What? Is he making that
weird
up?
Story that we've never heard before.
What on
Ever.
Earth?
Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
They How'd you get in a limo with college. Pizza Hut brothers?
They live in Wichita, man. They listen to the show.
But how did you get in a limo with them?
The station in Wichita. I was there for a visit. And they're like, hey, you want to go to the Kansas game tomorrow? I was like, yep.
With the Pizza Hut brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And we sat right there. By the bench. It was great.
Courtside?
Courtside.
Lunchbox, what city in Kansas is the largest by population? Now, you can talk with Margaret here.
It's got to be Kansas City.
You're from there, so.
Got to be Kansas City. It's got to be Kansas City. I mean, that's it. Kansas City.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's it.
That's incorrect. Kansas City, Kansas is very small. Kansas City, Missouri is actually quite large. The answer is Wichita.
We wouldn't have got that. Hey, Margaret, you didn't know that either, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, see?
I know nothing.
Margaret, how'd you get in here?
How did I get in here?
Yeah.
Through the door.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Hey, Josh, you're good.
Hey. Known as one of the best basketball venues in the country, the University of Kansas plays their home games at the Blank Fieldhouse.
Allen Fieldhouse. Mark it down. 2 points.
2 points, good.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're not in Kansas anymore is a line from what classical film?
Wizard of Oz. Yeah, Margaret.
You didn't want to go to Margaret?
Nah, she already gave me a thumbs up.
All right, good. Okay, 3 of 4.
Yeah.
You can't miss any more. You have 3
That's
left.
That's fine.
What's the capital of Kansas?
Topeka. I was born there. Boom. Let's go, Margaret. See? People are like, I don't know. I was there 9 months. I absorbed a lot of material. Osmosis.
Lunchbox on the
osmosis?
Isn't that how you learn things?
Osmosis. But that's the osmosis would be, it like comes through you. Like you're just around it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 9 months,
you
I couldn't
absorb
really,
it.
I absorbed it, obviously.
Got it. Good. Lunchbox, 2 left. You got to go 2 for 2.
Yep.
How many states border Kansas?
Uh-oh.
Good question.
What'd you go for?
I'm trying to picture it. And
Margaret, how you doing over there? We'll circle back to that one.
You want to circle back?
Yeah, we'll circle
Margaret,
back.
Margaret, what do you feel like the answer would be?
I think it's 4 for sure, because you got Illinois, you got Oklahoma, you got something above it, left and diagonal down.
I will tell you that Illinois does not border Kansas.
Nebraska, that's what it's called. Sorry, couldn't think of the name.
Same thing, right?
Same thing.
You want to circle back?
Circle back, though.
Okay, we'll circle back on that one. What was your answer, though, if you had to give one?
4 or 5.
Okay.
I got to draw the map.
We'll circle back.
Okay. Oh, Colorado probably touches it over there in the corner.
Can't you Google the map?
No, he can't Google.
Yeah. I can't Google.
No Googling. All right, Lunchbox.
But I like that, Margaret. I like where your head's at.
Next question. What's the state flower of Kansas?
The Sunflower State. Boom.
Oh,
point.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I was born there. I know this stuff.
Osmosis?
Osmosis.
So we're back. We're going to circle back.
I mean, this bordering state? I don't even know how many states border any state. That's the dumbest question ever.
How many states border Kansas? You guys can talk about it amongst yourselves.
All right, let's go. Here, let me draw Kansas. Kansas.
You drew a square.
Got Oklahoma down here. OU.
Picture yourself driving.
Yeah, Nebraska.
Driving through...
Nebraska.
You put Nebraska east of Kansas?
Yeah, it is. That's where it would be, Eddie.
Okay. I'm just telling people.
He's just giving play-by-play.
I'm just letting you know that ain't right, Lunchbox. Nebraska's not east of
Kansas. Stop. Just let him do his math.
How can it not be east of Kansas? It's not west of it.
Okay.
If you think Nebraska's on the other side closer to Colorado, you have lost your mind.
Keep drawing, dude. Don't let that throw you off. Keep drawing.
Is that crazy, Margaret? You look.
She's holding up a number.
She's saying five.
But if it's not five.
Margaret, talk it out. Tell me what state you think touch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Colorado.
See, I think Colorado touches down here in this corner.
Does part of Arizona hit it?
Because Arizona's down here. I mean, that's kind of far. Yeah, because New Mexico would be closer than...
Have you drawn the whole map? Has he done the whole map?
No, he only has three states on the map.
What are they?
So he has Kansas, Nebraska, and you have me confused saying Nebraska is not east of Kansas.
Colorado, that's correct.
Bones, he has Oklahoma.
So you're telling
me
Nebraska is west of Kansas.
So right now, she has Colorado, New Mexico.
Because Nebraska is next to Iowa. So you're telling me that is not east of Kansas. Like, I am so confused by this, I know for a fact.
I didn't know this would be geography.
Either did I. Who paid attention to geography? Ms. Right. Burkhart? I mean, I
didn't
pay
attention.
I was a
math teacher.
We need an answer, Lunchbox. How many states border Kansas?
You still keep drawing, dude.
But
I'm saying five.
We're going to go five. We're going to go five.
Are you sure?
Yes. Final answer is five. Me and Margaret, we're about to chest bump.
Ask her first.
That would be harassment.
Right.
So, Kansas to the left, the full border is Colorado. That would be to the
boom.
West.
Boom.
No, you had nothing there.
I said Colorado.
There's nothing the full there.
To the top of Kansas, the full border is Nebraska.
It's north.
That would be north of Kansas.
Right on top of it. It's yeah.
But you knew for a fact.
To the east. Because of Kansas City in both of those states?
Oh, Missouri.
Missouri.
I didn't even think about that. I forgot Missouri's a state. To be honest with you.
What?
Like, I mean, like when you think of things, like when you list things and you talk about things, nobody ever brings up Missouri.
St.
Nobody?
Louis?
I do.
Missouri?
I think everyone does.
Yeah. Lake Ozark?
I'm from Arkansas, so it was like our buddy state.
And then Lake Ozark's in Missouri?
Yes.
Lunchbox. Oklahoma is the entire bottom border?
Yeah.
No, you did part.
But... It's not to scale, Eddie.
The answer is four.
Wait, I'm looking at a map right now and I see Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma.
New Mexico doesn't touch Kansas.
It does.
And that would be...
Oh. It doesn't?
No.
It looks like the corner does to me.
It doesn't. Now you're just saying that. You're not even looking at it.
Oh, swap.
You zoomed in, Amy?
That's Oklahoma. I see.
Man,
now.
So I had four.
It looked like it. Plus,
do you blame Margaret for losing?
Right. Kind of.
I really wanted Margaret to win.
Yeah.
U.S. map. Hold on.
I really wanted to chest bump Lunchbox.
I'll tell you what. You can do that as your consolation.
Hold on. Let me look.
Dang, it's four.
Let me look. He's looking at a world map.
Oh, dang.
Give me a globe.
You got to zoom in.
Pinch it so I can get closer.
Oh, I didn't know Colorado was that shape.
Yeah, wow. You thought Nebraska was over there where Colorado was, and that's okay.
No, I thought Nebraska was where Missouri
east,
is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I forgot all about Missouri.
Got it. Well, I'm sorry, Lunchbox, you didn't win. Margaret, I'm sorry you didn't win. We have a couple listeners that have been hanging out with us in the studio for the last hour or so. Their names are John and Margaret. They're from Tampa. And so, John and Margaret, what have you guys been doing since you've been in town?
Let's see. We went to the Frist yesterday to see the guitar exhibit, but we missed it by 2 days. So we went to Milk and Honey and ate. And then we went to the basement last night and saw a sold-out Will Hoag show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Nice. In fact, they were leaving. They're usually not open on Monday, they said, but they did it. They're leaving this morning to go to Copenhagen. So it was sort of a final rehearsal. Run through the whole set. Fantastic show.
And you guys are brother and sister?
Yeah.
And how long you guys been brother and sister? Long time?
I'm 61.
Yeah, all right. Because usually you're like, how long you been married? You're like, no, how long you been brother and sister? And so do you guys travel a lot together?
Recently, yes. Yeah. Now that she's retired, so.
Dang, is it awesome being retired?
Awesome. The best thing ever.
It's the best.
These two guys want to retire so bad.
Oh,
man,
so bad.
I want to retire. It's
the day I hit 55 at the post office, I got up on the desk, turned in my badge, dropped my trousers, and told them to kiss my ass goodbye, just like I told them the day they hired me. When I turned 55, I'm out the door. Gone.
You quit at 55?
I was eligible to retire.
So you did.
Did you really get
you
on
really
your desk?
You really pulled your pants down?
No, you didn't pull.
I most certainly did.
You did not get up on the counter, pull your pants down.
I'm sure he did.
Yep.
And did they?
No, a couple of girls came by and gave me a squeeze. Okay. And a smack, but no, no one. There was no kissing. No boussard. No boussard.
Underwear was on.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Well, still, that's harassment. That's you two.
Well,
are both...
it was 15 years ago. It wasn't so politically correct back then.
I hear you. Amen, brother. You two are both retired.
Yes.
Yes. And so would you give these guys some tips, because they both want to retire, yet they've not started saving at all.
Start saving and squirrel it away.
No, I do squirrel, like when I find loose change, like I put it in a bucket.
I got a big old pickle jaw that I use.
But that's the only thing he's doing.
No, you have to do investment. You have to put it away before you get taxed on it, and just put it away, and then you don't know it's there. And then
like 401k.
And you're like 401k. And then you're like, shoot, I have a lot of money.
That's cool. That sounds
cool. Yeah, it sounds really cool.
But we're not there yet.
Yeah, you know, the smartest thing is have it taken out before you get your paycheck. And then you live to spend on what you got available.
So what do you guys do all day, man? You guys just sleep till noon?
No, I hang out at the pool. I'm a sweepstakes guy. I do sweepstakes about 3 hours a day every morning.
What's that?
I enter contests. How I won this?
You just enter contests all day every day?
About 3 hours.
Oh, have you heard of the contest queen?
I'm probably the king.
Oh.
So what have you won?
Okay.
Let's see. My biggest one was a trip to the 2008 Olympics in Beijing.
How'd you win that?
I saw a thing on American Idol. It was, how are you connected? This guy was texting to him. He was emailing him. So I got connected.
And you won?
I won. I was one of the eight winners.
Wow. Okay, what else have you won?
Let's say I went and I took my mom. I entered her, and it was an iHeart promotion. We went to see Rita Ora and Coldplay at London Emirates Stadium.
What?
Yeah. What on about earth? A month before the Olympics in 2012. My mom defended Rita Ora to the day she died. She said, Rita is a good girl. She brought me wine. Leave her alone.
Wow. Okay. Any third place there on the things that you've won?
Let's see.
Won any money?
$2,000 in cash was the...
From what?
I think it was Better Homes and Gardens they were giving away. $25,000 was first.
Remember.
$2,000. Yeah, I could. Just this last week, I won a pair of professional... things, headphones, I think they're called Mark 50, for singer-songwriters and that, worth $800. I won a thing on Fine Keep Love worth $4,900 with six. I just got 12 pairs of Sperry boat shoes. I had a $400 gift card from Sperry, from San Diego Hat, from a couple of other things. A three-night stay at the Charleston Harborview Inn in Charleston.
And you enter contests all... How do you get to... Where do you find these
contests? There's a site I use called Sweepstakes Advantage. I pay them $30 a year. You can categorize, you can set them up, know when you entered, which ones you can enter every day. You can go by category if you want to win cash, you want to win trips, you want to win cars, you want to win...
Are you constantly winning stuff?
Yes.
This is amazing.
I've been on 15 or 16 trips...
Wow.
I turned down a couple, a Dua Lipa. I want a trip to see her.
Dude, she's gorgeous, man.
I know. Yeah, but I didn't know who she was at the time. She was still just a YouTube thing. And I said, go to L.A. and you got to stand at the Palladium because there's no seating. It's only 2 days. They wouldn't extend it. So I turned it down just so I didn't have to pay taxes on it.
Oh, yeah, the taxes.
You've
yeah.
been on 15 trips. How often do you get a notice going you won something? About every week?
Every week. Or at least once a month, sometimes two or three times, a month. And I'm always I was due. People say, you're lucky. I said, I guess I'm lucky, but I'm relentless.
Can I ask you an honest question? And you just answer it as authentically and as honest as you possibly can. Are you, by any chance, Lunchbox from the future?
That's a good question.
I could be. I believe I've had many past lives, and I have figured I got a couple of future ones.
This is
that
you.
Dude is awesome.
See, but this is how it happens.
You have a mentor now.
Yeah, dude.
I wrote it down. Sweepstakes advantages.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote it down. This is how it happened. He got the info here. He writes it down, and then now he goes to playing the games, and this is him.
Well, this is, Live Nation and iHeart, I guess, combined, they did a thing on June 1st. There was 20 trips. They were giving away to all their listeners as a thank you, I entered all 20. 2 days later, they called me and said, going into the Bobby Bones Show in Nashville.
So do you even really want to be here?
I guilted him into taking me, by the way.
Well,
So
I was like, I love Margaret. I listen to them every day.
So you do listen to Margaret?
Biggest fan.
Yes, I did.
Thank you very much.
Fox biggest fan.
Yeah, I love Lunchbox.
I said,
you guys should chest bump though before.
Yeah.
Can I go?
Yeah, sure.
Give it to her.
Let's go.
Oh, boy. Don't hurt her.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Careful.
Oh, no.
Lunch.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Lunchbox
okay,
easy.
Okay.
Oh!
All right.
All right.
Let's go.
I made my trip.
All right.
That made the trip.
Hey, right. Next time I'm in Tampa, I'm going to stop by Margaret's.
I'll cook dinner for you.
Yeah.
Okay, Lunchbox, one tip. You can't enter anything from iHeart. You're disqualified because you work for them.
I know that.
Okay.
I'm not
Besides
convinced.
That, it's open. Go for it.
I'm
Start
not convinced.
Winning.
He's not Lunchbox.
Yeah, no, I know. Do you play the lottery, too?
Yeah, I do, but I think the good Lord knows if he gave me that much money, I'd only be here about 30 days. I think I would party myself out.
He is Lunchbox.
Did you play the lottery younger? When you were younger, did you play the lottery at all?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, see,
it's
yes. yes.
I know you can't tell us right now, but you're Lunchbox, and we know
yeah,
it's
that's
you.
Cool, man.
We know it's you, and there is a time machine in the future, and Lunchbox is here. What else has happened? Like, what happens to me?
Hey, later? Hold on. Can you touch your shoulders?
You become even bigger.
Okay. And what capacity?
I think your music becomes more important to you.
Okay. And what about Amy? Where does she end up? Do you know? I know you know you're in the future, but what can you say?
Well, okay. She ends up being number two to you in the regime. So she's like you're going to be your right-hand man or...
She's going to be your Vanna White.
Yeah, the Vanna White. Right, the Vanna White.
You knew what you'd want to hear there.
I knew what I'd want to hear.
You knew how to relate to
you. Exactly. Yeah, see? Yeah. See, we got a thing going.
This is bizarre.
Osmosis.
It's osmosis, right?
Wow. Look, they just repeat what they're saying.
Osmosis Jones.
Osmosis Jones.
This is crazy, man.
Huh. Is there like a wrinkle in time? Is there like some sort of thing that's going to explode? Thank you. Hey, thank you guys for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
I know you guys are going to lunch and later on and going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see the sound game on Wednesday.
Hey, do you ever go to any baseball games, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I go to the baseball games.
Yeah.
He loves the baseball
games. Yeah, I love baseball.
He loves going to sound
I just went to Fenway. A couple weeks ago.
Ah, Fenway. Great.
Did you go there when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you did.
I was there when Griffey hit his 200th and became the second youngest to hit 200 home runs.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
I actually went to Fenway and got on the field.
Did you? What'd you do? You streaked?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Lunchbox up hitting on Margaret. Okay.
It's your sister, dude.
No, but I did get on the field, and I was maybe 20 feet from Big Poppy. I would tell my students,
what's wrong with you?
You know, lie. I'd go like, well, Big Poppy wasn't hitting. And I said to him, Poppy, choke up on the bat a little bit. And then he started hitting.
Wow.
Got his home run.
Wow,
and they were like, really? I'm like, yeah. That's how it happened.
Yes. That's why she likes Lunchbox. It's her favorite. It's her brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, look.
Maybe we are from Kentucky.
That's a Lunchbox joke. That's a Lunchbox joke. There's never been a Lunchbox joke ever.
They're the only ones that laugh.
Oh, my God.
It's Kansas, but.
Yes. Thank you.
This is crazy.
Great to see you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. And we'll come back in a second.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
And for the first time ever, we had a live surgery in studio. Amy's earlobe split in half. She had an earring in, it fell out, and well, there goes her ear. She's been having problems with it for several years now, and it finally gave out. So a plastic surgeon, Dr. Lucky, stopped by the studio to perform a surgery in studio on Amy's ear. She stitched it right up, and it was a crazy experience. Now, there's a video of that up on our YouTube page. Just an FYI, Eddie zooms in pretty close. So if you're a little squeamish like me, maybe you just listen to this one this time.
Number one.
Coming in the studio now is Dr. Lucky. Don't know much about her except she is a plastic surgeon, and she's going to come and look at Amy's ear. You can send them out. There she is. Hello, Dr. Lucky.
Yay.
Have a seat right there and grab a microphone, and I'm going to send Amy over there to sit with you in just a second. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
You're like so nice and normal.
There's very few of us that are normal.
I know, right?
I wouldn't say normal.
Okay. So, Dr. Lucky, good to see you. Amy, you want to go sit by her?
Okay, sure.
And we won't show her your ear yet.
Okay.
We may want to get a bucket in case she vomits.
Oh, my God. Right.
We said, what if you came in and you're like, I've never seen anything like that before.
No,
so
doubt that.
Can you tell us, Dr. Lucky, a little bit about, are you a plastic surgeon? I don't really know what your title is.
Board certified plastic surgeon.
And so board certified, that's like a test?
That is a test, actually. Yeah. So there are different routes to get to becoming a plastic surgeon, but a board certified plastic surgeon in general is either 5 years of general surgery and 2 years of a plastic surgery fellowship, or a combined residency of 6 years, and that's on top of medical school and on top of undergrad.
Holy cow. How I didn't go to school at all to be a doctor, and you did. I went to school, and they were just calling me a doctor.
You're a doctor.
Oh, mine's fake, though. You know, that's the difference in mine and hers.
But you're a lot more famous.
Yeah, or infamous. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Florida.
And how did you end up here?
Residency took me to Illinois, and I was there and finished out my residency. And then after residency, I elected to do a fellowship. So I did a fellowship here at Vanderbilt with Dr. Maxwell.
I don't know what fellowship is. I do it at church. We used to go to church. But is that not the same thing? Like,
it's a little different.
Okay.
So fellowship is an additional year to two on top of your residency of specialized training. And I did mine in breast and cosmetics.
So as a plastic surgeon, do you have your own practice here? Like what?
I do. I have a practice in Franklin in Cool Springs.
What's it called?
Female Plastic Surgery Associates of Tennessee.
Now I was going to ask you, because it seems like any plastic surgeon we've talked to has been a dude.
Yeah.
Is it mostly dudes that are plastic surgeons?
Women are definitely in the minority in medicine. I think that is changing recently. Within the last 2 to 3 years, I think we're going to be about at the 50th percentile. But in general, surgery is a male, predominantly male dominated.
I mean, if I was a woman, I would just want to go to a woman. I'll be honest with you. Especially with how creepy dudes are. Not doctors in general, just dudes in general. I just know dudes. And it's like a gynecologist. I would want a female gynecologist.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I mean,
all women would second that.
Yeah, all of us women second that.
And it's not that they're competent, they're capable.
Agree.
There's just, women can relate to that female experience on a different level.
I don't want to go to a priest for marriage advice. I don't want to go to a dude to look at my vagina.
Mm. Because priests aren't married.
Married.
Right.
And dudes don't have vaginas.
Correct.
In case people are keeping score at home.
And also, I was talking to someone from your office when I was giving them my medical, like if I'm allergic to anything or what medicines I'm on. And she was saying that with your specialization in breast augmentation, but that you work with a lot of cancer patients or breast reconstruction surgery. And I just thought I wanted to shout out that because I know that's amazing work.
Yeah. You know, as a female in the specialty, there are definitely challenges when you have breast cancer. And so I think I can identify uniquely with that patient population. Both my mom and my mother-in-law are breast cancer survivors, so it's close to my heart. But we do a lot more than just breast reconstruction at our office.
See, I want to go to Dr. Lucky. I would just go to Dr. Lucky. I wouldn't go to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need any. Well, I mean, I probably need some stuff. I'm not going to get anything right now, but I would go to Dr. Lucky in a heartbeat.
Oh.
Okay, so Dr. Lucky, brace yourself.
Yes, sir.
Because you're about to look at Amy's ear.
Yeesh. Oh, my goodness. It can't be that bad.
It's bad.
Have you ever had anyone rip it out of their ear by just talking with their own hands? Because it's not like she walked into somebody's sweater.
Usually, believe it or not, it's usually like an infant pulling at earrings, mm-hmm. or it's somebody on Broadway.
So it's a baby or a drunk, not a sober themselves. Okay. All right, here we go.
Really not. Oh, it's not bad at all.
No, you got to separate them.
Jeez. Yeah, pull it apart.
Seeing, like,
why are you gagging?
Gross. Oh. Make her feel bad.
No, she did that to herself. I told her it didn't look bad. She was like, yes, it does. So
it's like when she moved my hair, I felt like cool air running.
Mm-hmm.
You felt the wind between the flaps.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, yes.
You are the wind beneath my flaps. So what would you do, Dr. Lucky, to her ear? And is this a crazy surgery you have to do? Do we need to put her under?
No. This is something we generally do in the office under local anesthesia. We numb the area, make sure she's nice and comfortable. Usually we play music, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And, and the patients are generally relaxed. I make an incision after the area is nice and numb, and I bring the two areas together. It's tough because usually you'll have a single piercing there, sometimes two or three, but it really augments where you can put the final piercing. So it's not so important at this point. We need that earlobe repair to heal before you can pierce it. But that piercing has to be adjacent to it. It can't be right above it or else it will rip right through. What most people don't realize is that scar tissue is very fragile and it's not going to ever be as strong as your normal skin. In general, the scar is about 80% as strong as the surrounding skin.
Okay, so I've never really had earlobes, like thick ones.
Show her your other one.
Earrings,
so she knows
are
what you're talking about.
Well, they're kind of different. This one's a little bit thicker, but this one actually is not. And so I didn't know, can you like, I don't know, make extra skin and make it thicker?
No, but you can do something.
You want
I
a transplant? A lobe transplant?
Wait, well, I don't know, because
you take some fat from your butt and you put it in your ear.
What? You know about
do it. Do it. Take it from my butt. Take it from my butt. Put it in her ear.
All right. So, so actually what you do is you can take fat from any body part where you have extra, a little extra, and you can use it to plump up the lobe. So I get this a lot in
Yeah.
A lot of women have really big diamonds there. And so
she mentioned the rich part of town, by the way.
Yes.
She pulled the microphone away, but for people listening all over the country, there's a rich part of town, and that's what, yes. Well, so their diamonds are so big, they need fatter lobes?
They actually rip through the lobe, or they just cause atrophy or like shrinkage of the lobule itself. So in order to actually get that to be plumped back up, I just take them in the office, I do a little liposuction, I inject it into the lobule, and poof.
Their earrings are so big, they need
what?
Assistance.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, mine, I just don't have a lot of an earlobe. And then also there's certain earrings that girls love to wear, not big diamonds necessarily, but just even just heavy hoops or something. I have to always Google, like, is this a light hoop? Because I cannot wear the
heavy
ones.
Oh, we hate that for you. That's tough.
Oh, man.
No, it's not.
We should do like a GoFundMe.
I know they're... Stop.
For
Amy's lobes. In life. I was just fascinated. No, I had no idea people did this.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah. You don't deserve me to do that. Hey, so what could you do to Amy? Could you do anything here? Does she need to go to your office?
I can do it here. I mean, I was talking, I think, to Abby about the setup. It's not perfectly ideal.
No.
Hey, none of the show is. I'll be honest with you.
It's not, there's no surgery table here.
Yeah,
but there is a couch.
Yeah.
And we talked about the fact that I brought a sterile setup, a sterile field, sterile gloves. I can make her as comfortable as possible. Obviously, if she passes out, that would be
awesome. Awful. Awful. I came out wrong.
So close.
Why would I pass out?
Sometimes, I was explaining this earlier, sometimes patients will either hold their breath or they'll bear down really hard.
Yeah.
Right before an injection, it's called a Valsalva effect. And so they will pass out.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you to do that.
Okay, can I just sit here and you do it, or do I have to lay down?
I would prefer you laying down that way from a lighter.
Yeah, I agree. Do I need to be nude for this or no?
You?
Yeah.
That would be awkward, but
no, okay, I'm just making sure. I don't want to.
Do they need an assistant, though? I can help if they need help.
Yeah, okay. you can say scalpel, and I'll hand, yeah. Right,
do you have one of those? Claire!
I brought my awesome assistant, Addison, with me, so she's going to help out. But you guys are more than welcome to.
Okay, so how about
this? So
we need
to bring the couch in here?
Let's do this. Hold on. No. We're going to take a quick break.
We can bring it in here.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
I want to ask her some general questions about plastic surgery, though, that I just am curious. If you guys have any of those, come back.
Okay.
We'll come back, and then we will perform surgery on the air for the first time. Wow, with no anesthesia.
No, there's going to be anesthesia.
Oh.
But
I'm
like,
not going to torture her.
It's like a local numbing.
Yeah, local numbing.
You know, okay. Foreign?
if
it's regional.
Really
Chinese anesthesia?
It's domestic.
Yeah. Okay. We will come back. We'll be back.
She just told me we're going to have to go through the risks.
Of course.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Of course.
That's part of informed consent.
I'm good.
Absolutely.
But sign it. Yeah.
If you're nervous about it, we can always do it in my office.
That's true. Okay. It was her idea, Dr. Lucky.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's fine. We'll do it.
This is her idea. I didn't force her to do this. This is her idea. I thought it was hilarious. So I let her do it. And then you are perfect for this because I would go to you. I would go to you.
I would absolutely love to have you as a patient.
What does Bobby need done? Look at him.
Oh, do you really want me to talk
about
that?
Yeah, hold that thought though. Yes, I do. I do. A tongue piercing? Oh, okay. We'll come back in a second with Dr. Lucky. Will you say the name of your practice again?
Female Plastic Surgery Associates.
Female Plastic Surgery Associates. We'll be right back with Dr. Lucky and surgery. Somebody may die.
Wow.
Live on the air next. All right, back in a second. We're just going to let them do their thing, but we're here, and Dr. Lucky is here, and Amy has her earlobe completely torn in two from her earring down. She was talking with her hands, and somehow her finger caught her earring and ripped it completely out.
It's a great story.
I guess unless you're wearing a glove, though, how's it even get caught there?
Amy, you need a pillow?
Yeah, is there a pillow? Yeah.
Amy, will you hold the microphone? So Amy is on the couch. Now, Dr. Lucky has set this whole place up like a doctor's office where we have trays. All of us had to get sprayed down.
There's latex gloves.
I'm in full latex right now, by the way.
Pretty cool.
Full suit from the toes all the way up. Do you guys like this?
Yeah, man, looks good.
Thank you. So,
I mean, you are a doctor.
That's true.
So it makes sense.
All the precautions are happening here. And so Dr. Lucky has a mask on. What are you doing right now, Dr. Lucky?
For a sterile procedure.
Okay, setting up for a sterile procedure. Have you ever done a surgery in front of people on broadcast for millions of people to hear? No. Good. All right.
Not on broadcast.
Good. It's can't hear. This is it's a first right here.
It's pretty cool.
She keeps asking Amy, "Are you sure you want to do this?"
Yeah. And she's definitely asked me that multiple times.
We didn't pressure you to do this.
Oh, I know. And I keep telling her, I think just as a doctor, they have to make sure, you know, patient comes first.
Oh, they're getting the IV out.
So.
There's an IV? No, there's not an IV. Oh. So, doctor, what are you going to do first, Dr. Lucky?
This is topical numbing that we'll apply to your earlobe prior to injecting the area, just so that you don't feel the injection at all. It's something we do in the office commonly.
I feel like that never works on me. The dentist is like, I'm going to put this numbing cream on. You won't feel anything. Ah!
I feel it.
Ah! No, are you going to do it to me?
Just put it on your hand.
Okay,
go ahead. Wait, what's that going to do to bones?
I lose all hand.
You pass out. Okay.
Okay, so she's put this on me. Amy.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I'm excited. How long, Dr. Lucky, until I can get my ear pierced again?
I would get the piercing. Come to my office and I'll pierce it for you for nothing. It's fine.
All right. Okay. I was going to go to Claire's.
But...
No. Go to the mall.
That's a mistake people make. But if you pierce it right where the repair is, it will rip right back through again. So you need to pierce it either medial or lateral too. So on the side of where the...
Got it. Okay. So she's taking a Q-tip with the numbing stuff and she's putting it on Amy's ear.
Wow. This is cool.
Do I need to?
I would.
For those that are with us right now, Amy is the one that suggested we do this and say, hey, is there a doctor out there that can fix it? I did not put her up to this. I love that she did it. And we got to meet Dr. Lucky, who I would go to. I might one day. I may just go have some done just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask her in a minute, what would I do if she were looking at me?
Like what kind of work you need?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like you, if you went in and you just were like, hey, like
empty canvas.
Yeah, money's no object.
Money's no object.
Just, you know.
You don't want her thinking about that right now, Amy. She's focused on your ear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's... Amy's trying to do a bit
right
here.
Okay.
I think Amy's
you.
Starting to get nervous.
Yeah, just put your stuff down on the couch, Amy. We'll find it.
Amy's okay. Starting to rub her legs like,
All right, I'm good. Okay, so we have scissors, scalpels, tweezers. Why is there that measuring stick?
That's just for irrigation. It's just for to clean the area off after we've kind of gotten hemostasis and everything is nice and pristine and ready to close back up. We're going to irrigate it out so that there's no bacteria in it.
Okay.
Okay, Amy's laying on her back.
Okay.
The doctor is numbing her ear.
No, that's okay.
Amy, how you feeling?
I feel fine. I mean, I guess I'm just nervous in anticipation.
Like New Year's? Amy ripped her ear ring completely out of her ear so that earlobe is split into two, and Dr. Lucky is here to fix it for her.
Something going inside of me stinging. Burning. Okay.
You nervous, Amy, or you feel okay?
I feel okay.
Oh, here comes that big needle again.
I'm shaking a little bit. What? Are you going back in?
Amy's about to have surgery on her ear. Ooh, I'm looking right at it.
You are? You can see it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Uh-oh, she's putting a cloth on her.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, wow.
That's for the blood.
What's the weirdest, case that's ever walked into your office?
I wouldn't interview her right now, Amy. I'm going to be honest with you. I would just let us do this for a second.
No, you
can't. No. I just wouldn't interview her right now. Let her focus on your ear.
She's working.
But all of a sudden, she did put on glasses. Like
she's working for you, though. That's awesome.
Okay, the stitches are starting to be put in. Eddie, what do you see now?
I think she cut to make it like a cleaner cut.
Yeah.
There's definitely some blood.
For those that have just turned us on now, listening live, Amy is getting ear reconstructive surgery. Her earring was ripped completely out, and so Dr. Lucky is sewing her ear back together. This is the cleanest the studio has ever been, by the way. She sterilized this whole section up here.
Thankfully, it's been a bit.
Oh, now we're doing pressure to get the bleeding to stop.
Are the stitches in?
Oh, yeah.
That's the sewing kit.
Oh, here we go.
Here you go, Bones.
Oh, scissors.
Go, Eddie.
All right, she's got the sewing kit. The stitches are about to go in right
sewing
now.
Sewing kit? Is it like what you get at Hobby Lobby?
Basically, there's like string, scissors, and like a needle.
Amy, how you doing?
No, I don't feel it. It's just I don't feel pain. I feel tugging. That's right. And so that just freaks me out.
She's got one in.
How many do you think she'll need?
No, you don't have to worry about me.
Wow.
It's more than we
Good
thought.
Good for you, Amy. You are aggressive with those hands.
10?
She said 10.
She's really doing one stitch at a time, then she cuts, ties that up, and then starts the next one. I thought it was just one.
All the way through?
String all the way
through.
So
it's like tying up a boat. You got to do the front, let it go. Yes. Different rope, tie up the back.
That's what she's doing.
Amy's basically a party barge.
The tugging is freaking me out.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because every time they do a stitch bone, she tugs in the whole
thing. I don't mind.
But I think it would be great if you're just tugged and not. It doesn't hurt. Like, she's numbed her perfectly. I'm giving her 5 stars on Yelp, but she didn't even sew me up.
You're like, I watched my friend get
started. It's awesome. I recommend her to everyone.
5 stars on Yelp. How's it look?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Wow, that's the best you've ever seen.
That's better than it started.
Oh, my God.
Guys will want to nibble on that.
That's a hot ear. Wow.
Yep.
That, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Dr. Lucky, Amy, we will be back with them in just 1 second. Hold on 1 second. You look great. Amy's ear is now repaired. Dr. Lucky, how many stitches are in her ear right now?
About 10.
And was it worse than you thought it would be?
No. Mm-mm.
Just ripped straight through.
There was a little bit of a flap there. There must have been.
I don't like that word for ear.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, me either. That you could tell had just been recently wounded.
Yeah.
But, otherwise, no. A typical split ear deformity.
We're good. Amy, you feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lucky, her ear is going to heal back?
It will.
Okay, a couple questions I have. And by the way, please say the name of your business one more time.
Female Plastic Surgery Associates.
And so what would you do to me, though? If you saw me walk in and I'm like, just give me something. I need it, doc. What would you do to me?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh.
Wow.
Am I perfect?
Perfect.
Okay, let's just say this. Let's say, you know, guys, it seems that me and my male friends, we got a little extra on our stomachs. Mm-hmm. And let's say it's like if you pinched it like this much. How long would I be out before I could be like running and lifting again if you took that much off with, what do you do, liposuction?
Liposuction?
Yeah.
Patients are usually out for about 2 weeks. There's some bruising and some swelling that accompanies that surgery. But as long as you keep the compression in place, most patients are back to a normal existence in about 2 weeks.
What's the most fun surgery you do?
I love eyelids. Yeah.
What do people do to their eyelids?
Well, as we age, we all start getting like a little bit of heaviness to our upper lids. And the skin kind of hangs. And it can actually occlude your vision eventually as you get older. And so taking that rim of skin off from above your eyelid just opens up your eye, makes it look more youthful.
Dang.
Isn't that scary, though, because it's so close to the eye?
No. You're not actually in the eye. It's just the skin around the eye.
What about pec implants? Could you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Very similar to breast aug, but just for men. But I don't know that you need it.
Okay. What about calf implants?
Ooh. Yes, that's very similar. Similar in terms of the implants, just the location that's different from a breast aug.
So do you have an Instagram that we can tell our people to go
Absolutely.
Follow? What is it?
Dr. Natasha Lucky.
Dr.
L-U-C-K-E-Y.
Natasha Lucky, L-U-C-K-E-Y. That's so cool that that's your last name.
She got lucky.
Lucky.
Okay. Yeah. So cool.
Amy got lucky. I got lucky with Dr. Lucky.
Amy, do you feel good? Amy, you feel good?
Yeah, I feel good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like extra good?
I feel good.
Okay. No. Dr. Lucky, we thank you 10,000 times. Absolutely. And what we'd love to do in a month or so, or whatever, you should come up here and just do a segment with us because we have so many questions about this type of thing.
Oh, I would
how
love it.
It can be, how people can use it for, like you were talking about, cancer patients, or if I'm just like, I want to get a better chin. You know, all of that we're super curious about. Amy?
Thank you.
Do you feel good?
And Thanks. Assistant. Thank you,
oh,
assistant.
Yes. Addison Addie. Taylor. Yeah. Addison. Well, sorry.
Addison, she cleaned that whole place up. She had trays.
Amazing. Yeah.
Forklifts. Everything was in here, just in case.
Yeah, I feel like I was in really good hands. So thank you all for making that so easy and painless. So it's good.
All right, there she is, Dr. Lucky. And there's Amy's beautiful new ear. Yeah. Wow.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week Show. With Morgan number two.
Y'all, that's it for me. I'm so excited that you guys spend your weekend with me and catching up on the show, but really encourage y'all to check out part one with Raymundo this weekend and part three with Raymundo listener Q&A. We're putting in all this extra stuff because I hope you guys love some new fresh content for the weekend, since most of the time we don't get to hang out with y'all on the weekends, actually ever. So this is what that is for, and I hope you follow me at WebGirlMorgan, all the things. I will be answering and asking for more questions when it comes to other show members, because we're going to do this every weekend. And make sure to follow the show at Bobby Bone Show for more digital content. All things are up there all the time. I mean, Eddie and I work really hard at that. Well, mostly me, but also Eddie for the videos. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Bye.
Yes, Bobby Bone Show.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.